music you want to hear. 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this fine Wednesday afternoon? Yep, it's 5 o'clock, and what time is it? It's time for Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. How has everyone's week been? That was a bit of a mouthful then. I couldn't get it out without thinking.
Was a bit.
Yeah. Hey, Willie T, how are you?
Pretty good, Roxy.
And a big hello to Lynn. She's joined us today, this afternoon, because yes. It's not the first Wednesday of the month, but you were busy last week. You were back in Brizzy Town.
Yeah, back in Brizzy, crazy old Brizzy, but it was good.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Caught up with family and friends and got some things done, and it was great.
Very good.
And, hello to Bowen and anyone out there in Collinsville that's listening.
Yes.
We know one bloke who'll be listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Better be.
Yes. We've got some questions for you later on, and you'd better be listening. That's all I can say. But, hey, I've got a pretty cool show lined up for this afternoon, apart from Lynn's Fast Eight. I call them the Fast Eight. We're going to go through, again, as we always do, one each break for you, Lynn, and talk about why you chose that. Right, but with all the other music, I have got a bit of Creedence happening, Eagles and America.
There you go.
And
what
later...
What made you think of them, Roxy?
Nice.
Well, I had to get away because they're normally ones I don't, listen to. But I know there's a bit of... It's unclear whether or not Creedence is... can be classified as country, but in my head it is. And I needed something a bit up tempo tonight.
Yeah.
Right? And they're a good band to do that. And I was going to shove some more in there, but I ran out of time. Like, they're long songs, so it doesn't take much to fill up the 2 hours. Plus, I'm catching up with someone really interesting later on at about 6. And it's Ambience of Carolina. I'm not sure if it's Carolina or Carolina, but it's a Melbourne-based artist crafting a distinctive sound that blends electronic pop with soulful undertones and cinematic depth. And her latest single, Waves, explores the complexities of vulnerability, strength, and emotional transformation.
Oh.
So I have to say, I have listened to it, and it's actually quite a haunting tune. Haunting sound. It really is. It's quite beautiful. I'm not sure if it's country. I'm not sure why, but it was passed on. I'm going to classify it as country. It's beautiful. It doesn't matter, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
That's right. Anyway, before we do go on, I am going to also mention our secret Listen and Win competition. The Listen and Win competition is back. And I've got a secret word that I'll be passing on to everyone tonight. And it is, I'm just going to tell you now, it's bottle, BOTTLE. Whatever you've got in that bottle doesn't matter. I've got my own little brown bottle with Pepsi Max in there. I know Lynn's looking at me going, what has she got in there? Because she doesn't believe me. But, in fact, it is Pepsi Max. I'll show you later. But anyway, bottle.
A little bit of something else. Pepsi Max.
Jack Daniels.
Maybe yours, but not mine. No. Nah. But, anyway, all you have to do is text bottle into 0484 510 152. And you're in with a chance to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. And the competition goes all the way till the end of May. And the winner is going to be announced on the Wednesday afternoon show with Donna. And that's on June 3rd. Can you believe it? We're going to be halfway through the year. Crazy, crazy stuff.
So quick.
Yeah. So... that's it. Can't wait to hear you all texting in. No one has yet because no one listens at this time, I'm convinced. Oh, no, there you go.
There you go.
Hi, whoever it is, I will check that now. I was just proven wrong. But anyway, there you go. We might go to some music, hey? And Lynn, this one is yours. It's The Long Black Veil by Johnny Cash. What made you choose this one?
Well, it's a little bit haunting as well, actually.
Right.
And, yeah, just a bit of an old one. It's been done by quite a few people, including Johnny Winter.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cash has made it the, made this song popular.
Yeah.
He done the best version of it. And, yeah, just something different, something old, something different.
Very
and,
good.
Yeah, just sort of give it a go.
All right, let's have a listen. I don't think I'm familiar with this one. The Long Black Veil, Johnny Cash.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Did I hear somebody applaud? Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Can I have a glass of water?
Down today. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
horse run free, 'cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the city lies a heart made of brown, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And I'm Rox, and you are listening to Country Rox with Roxy. I forgot the name of my show then. I had to think twice. Oh, I was going, is that right? Country Rox with Roxy, yeah. Because I actually went, this is Roxy with Country, because I usually go, it's Country Rox with Roxy.
Right.
But I said it the other way around. I went, this is Roxy with Country Rox. See? Yeah. So the flow wasn't right. So I started questioning whether or not that was actually the name of the actual show or not. Oh, God. Anyway, hey, that was a bit of America, A Horse with No Name. And the Eagles, Hotel California, Bad Moon Rising by Creedence, and Lynn's pick, Long Black Veil, Johnny Cash. And yes, I can see why it's a haunting song. He's amazing, actually, because he can sing different types of genres, can't he? Like,
he
even
can. And I was sort of going through a lot of his stuff, and it's amazing the amount of stuff that he has sung that you don't hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
What was that one that the cover hurt? The song, yeah, I'm turning around to talk
to
him, but I'm off mic.
Yeah.
I think it was Hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a really sad and somber song.
Right.
But he absolutely nailed it, and he sort of became a real hero of goths and alternative people.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The Man in Black.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realise. I didn't put two and two together. That's incredible.
Yeah. I think he even did a Nick Cave song.
Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash did Nick Cave. Was he around when Nick Cave was around?
Did Nick Cave do one of his songs? I've seen something like that not long
ago. There's some connection.
Hang on, was Johnny Cash alive when Nick Cave was alive?
Nick Cave's still alive.
Yeah, I know he's still alive, but when did Johnny Cash die?
A couple of years ago.
No, it was longer than
not all that long ago.
Okay. Oh, well, there you have it. Oh, I'm bit flummoxed.
I'm going to let my fingers do
the
searching.
Yes, you better let your fingers do the searching. Hey, a big thank you to Robert and Pam. They're listening in, and they texted in the secret word bottle. That's my secret word for this show. You've got till 12 o'clock tonight to text that in, and you go into the draw to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10. Plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. And just text in your name and where you're listening in from, because we're really interested in knowing where our listeners are tuning in from. And, hey, we've got another competition happening at the moment, and it's a pretty groovy one, actually. We've actually got three double passes to see Becky Cole at the Queens Beach Hotel. And she's coming on May the 28th. It's a Thursday night. So we've got three double passes to give away. All you have to do is text in Becky Cole. I'll accept Becky. That's enough. Becky Cole to the same number, 0484 510 152. You don't want to miss this. She's been around for years, Becky, and she's won a stack of what are they called, Willie T? Medals. I've got medals on. She was awarded many awards. Yep, she was awarded.
There's no Jack Daniels in that.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure. But anyway, we'll be drawing the winners out on this show, Country Rocks with Roxy, on Wednesday, the 27th of May. And you could be on your way to winning, Doyle, to what, going to see Becky Cole and her band at the Queen's Beach Hotel. That's pretty cool. So text that in. Text in for that, right? Why not, I say? Why
Absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you get to, you know?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Around the corner from me. So
yeah.
So good walking distance.
That's right. That's right. And I might, I might just do one of our readouts from some of our...
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
One sec.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash died in 2003.
Well, 2003.
Yep.
How old was he?
Not sure about that one.
Okay.
And he wasn't young.
Yeah.
And Hurt was written by Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. And they were an industrial goth sort of band.
Right.
Full on.
That was full on, yeah.
Wow. I might have to investigate Johnny Cash later years then. Modern Johnny Cash, like that could be, a totally new sound. Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway, I wanted to talk a bit about Volunteer Week here in Bowen, and we're celebrating Volunteer Week at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday, the 24th of May, and... lots of volunteer organisations are going to be present at the markets on that day to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. So if you've ever considered volunteering, this is the perfect place to explore your options. Yeah, where you can speak with representatives from all sorts of volunteer organisations, ask questions and find out how you can make a difference. And the expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So come on along, Sunday the 24th of May, and who knows, you may just find a cause that truly resonates with you. And, you know, Willie T's going to be there, and he would love to chat to you about what he gets out of volunteering.
Yeah, I'll be fostering like hell. I've got a foster on.
Oh, he loves talking. So he'll be happy to tell you about his experience.
Oh.
Well, what else would you volunteer as? I can't imagine you doing Meals on Wheels.
Gillag Rally.
No. I don't know. I really can't see you doing that.
No.
I can't see you volunteering at, say, the museum. Well, maybe you would, because you like history.
I do.
So you'd actually, I think that's something you would do. You might chat to a lot of people.
I can't imagine Willie T doing that.
Yeah.
The museum, yeah.
And chat, you'd know everything. People would come in, they'd ask you all sorts of questions, and you could tell them everything. You'd love it. That would be a place.
Okay.
I'll keep thinking that might be another opportunity.
I can say, yeah, see, that's a cane knife.
No, well, they've got lots of interesting stuff down there. They've got like a fire engine.
Oh, okay. I haven't been there yet.
Haven't you?
No.
Neither have I, Lynn. Anyway.
Are you calling me then? I'll get tacked into your story. I wanted to hear about the fire.
I had the lady who looks after it in here, and she was telling me all about it. So, yeah, it's a pretty interesting place.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to keep going with some more music. And, Lynn, your next song is Your Own Sweet Way, the Notting Hillbillies. Oh. Tell us a bit about this.
Yes, well, this is Mark Knopfler. He put this, Mark Knopfler. So they put this group together, Steve Phillips on guitar and vocals, Brendan Croker, Guy Fletcher, keyboards and vocals, Paul Franklin, Marcus Cliff on bass, Ed Bicknell on drums. So they put this together after Dire Straits.
Yeah.
And they only put out one album and stayed together for a year.
Right.
But they still got together after that as the Notting Hill Billies and did some concerts here and there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite good.
Very good.
And I quite like Mark Knopfler. He's got so much talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do what he does. And, yeah, it's just a nice little song, I guess. And I've always liked the song.
So were we listening to something the other day in the car?
Dire
Straits. Is that Mark Knopfler?
Yep.
See, I'm not very good with all of that.
And I find he's very folky too, Mark Knopfler, especially when he's done a lot of solo stuff. It seems to be quite like country folk.
Mm.
Yeah, that and soundtracks.
Yeah.
Did quite a few soundtracks for different stuff, particularly with Gaelic sort of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Local Hero, I think, was the movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was the MD, the music director for that.
Cool. All right, let's have a listen. Your Own Sweet Way, the Notting Hill Billies.
Can do, nothing I can say. You do what you want to, go your own sweet way. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. Now I can talk to you, see it. I can talk to you at night. When it comes to love, you won't take good advice. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. Yeah, you'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. It doesn't matter what I say, what I do, or what I think. You can lead a horse to water, you can make him drink. You'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. I say you'll go your own sweet, your own sweet way. Thank you.
She's gone.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. I'm Roxy, by the way, just in case you don't know. Oh, goodness, you got to have a bit of a laugh, right? And I've got Lynn tonight keeping me company together with Willie T, and we're having a bit of fun, having a bit of a chat. While we're waiting for the music to play. And that was Don't Cross the River by America, The Eagles with Desperado, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Down on the Corner, and The Notting Hillbillies, which was Lynn's choice, Your Own Sweet Way. That was a good song, Lynn.
Yeah, it's not a bad little song.
Yeah, no, it was like pretty cool.
And that Eagles song was on the greatest hits, from the 70s one.
Oh, yeah.
The blue one with the sort of skull on it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it's the highest selling album of all time.
Oh, really?
Really? Wow. Yep. Goodness me.
Yeah. I don't know anybody, probably because I'm old, that hasn't got it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you are old.
And when I got it, I thought it was an old album.
Yeah, well, you are old, Willie T.
I am.
You are.
I'm falling into disrepair.
Yeah.
Right?
Aren't we all?
You're an oldie, mate. An oldie, but a goodie. Right. Anyway, hey, if you want to jump on your phone and text us on 0484 510 152, text the word bottle in and you'll go into the draw to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 plus a Gem FM merch pack. Why you wouldn't do that? It's beyond me.
Oh, you'd be annoyed.
Yeah, well, who
I
wouldn't?
Did it last year and I won.
Yes.
I won the Pilcher's $100. So happy.
I know, it's an amazing feeling when you win. Well, we can't enter anymore.
Yeah,
we haven't been anymore. We've never been.
I know, we've never.
Been devastated. No.
That's right. I won't enter.
Well, you can't enter for this show anyway.
No.
You can enter on other shows. Oh, you just can't enter this show. That's all. But anyway, and you know, yesterday, I don't know if you knew this, Lynn, but the Bowen Community Centre had an open day.
Okay, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, anyway, they had people going through the place and they were doing like tours, giving people tours, so everyone knows what goes on down there.
Okay.
And part of the deal was if you went to have a bit and sort of sat through a presentation, you got a code word and they could then text that code word into here.
Oh, right.
And they went into a draw to win $200 worth of gift vouchers.
Oh, nice.
So, yep.
Very nice.
Jennifer was the lucky winner yesterday.
That's
she
good honor.
Yeah, she walked away with $200 worth of gift vouchers.
Oh, that's great.
So we give away a lot here.
200 claims. Oh, huh? 200 claims. Wow.
Yeah, that's good. She was very excited.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. I was gonna say drop the B word then, but I'd be very excited if I won that as well. And you know, we're also giving away three double passes to the Becky Cole concert or gig at the Queens Beach Hotel on May the 28th. So all you need to do is text us here again on 0484 510 152. Becky Cole, just text in Becky, and we'll be drawing that on Wednesday the 27th. So that's pretty cool.
That is.
Very, very cool. Anyway, I have got some more announcements to make. We're full of announcements and full of lots of competitions and stuff to give away, hey? So, there's a lot happening this month. On May 23rd of this month, Vietnam veteran Chris Atkins turns 80, and he's swimming 80 laps of Bowen's Olympic pool to raise funds for the Bowen RSL renovations.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
good.
I keep saying I don't think I could even swim one lap of that pool. I'd be drowning like maybe after 10 metres. How long is a lap of the an Olympic sized pool?
50 meters.
Is it 50 metres?
Jeez,
yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'd be. Anyway, good on him. He's been doing training, 200 laps a week in training. So he's all in. And plus, he's a cancer survivor. and he's a life member of the Bowen RSL sub-branch. So good on him. It's the Bowen RSL is a vital gathering place for the community. These renovations will provide more seating room, especially for commemorative days like Anzac Day. And they've already raised, can you believe this, over $50,000 they've already raised. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So every dollar that they raise stays right here in Bowen, and every dollar counts. So all they need to do now is raise an additional $35,700. So they're very close. So go and cheer him on. And that's on the 23rd of May at 12 p.m. As he takes on those 80 laps. And they'll have sausage sizzles and stuff there, lots of food. And they'll take donations on the day there. So
good on you, Digger.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent.
It's amazing, amazing stuff. All right, we're going to keep going with some music, and we will be back before, or maybe not. We'll be back. I'll be chatting to Carolina about her song Waves. But in the meantime, Lynn, we've got the Red Clay Strays singing Wondering Why. Why this song?
Well, this was actually a request from my friend Megan down in South Australia.
Oh, okay. Hello, Megan.
If you're listening, how are you going down there? So, yeah, they're a fairly new band. They're both best known for their 2022 single, Wondering Why.
Yeah.
Why I chose this song. They're not too bad. I gave them a good listen to, and, yeah. They became their first... This song became the first... one on the chart on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number 71.
Yeah.
Consisting of lead singer Brandon Coleman.
Yeah. Very good.
Andrew Bishop and guitarist Drew Nix.
Cool.
So they're fairly new still. 2023, 2022.
Yeah.
So, well,
very good.
Not too bad for a young band. I didn't mind them. So yeah. I like this song.
All right. Well, let's have a listen. So this is Wondering Why, the Red Clay Strays.
From silver spoon, golden rule, private school, never miss Sunday church. I come from blue collar, low dollar, out here where concrete meets old red dirt. And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just along for the ride, she's my biggest fan. And it's a little piece of heaven when we lay down all night. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. She's got a wicked smile, angel eyes, every guy wanting to hold her close. She's as pretty as skin like the sun sinking down on the California coast. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. And it's a when we lay down at night, she keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why.
All right, all right, all right. don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. And as long as she lets me, I'll take her wherever she wants me to take her.
Thank you.
and you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And this is Country Rocks with Roxy, and I hope you're having a good night. That was a bit of the Eagles, Creedence, and the Red Clay Strays. So, and that was a bit of Frankie barking in the background. We've got someone coming in through the door. Anyway, as promised, I have got a very special guest on the phone with me tonight. I have got Carolina, and we're going to be talking to her about her latest single, Waves. Hey, Carolina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I really, really appreciate it. Now, tell us a bit about yourself. I haven't spoken to you before, have I? You haven't been on my show before, so.
No, I haven't. And thanks for having me.
Oh, lovely.
I have been writing for over 20 years.
Yeah.
But I haven't released a new single for about 5.
Oh, wow.
It's all about timing and sort of just the right. I did write this song about 5 years ago. A lot, someone really special, and it was just all came to me then. But I guess life and, you know, normal tribulations and, you know, family and all the things come in a way. But it was the right time to sort of release it to the world, I think. And yeah, so I have been writing for a long time. And yeah, just it's something from my heart. So yeah, which I really, really enjoy, which is lovely. Yeah.
Whereabouts are you based, Carolina? Where about?
Further south. It's out in Melbourne.
So oh, in Melbourne, yeah.
In Melbourne.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here at the moment. It's actually balmy for Melbourne, which is.
Oh, really?
It's about, yeah, it's about 17 degrees, which is.
Oh, my
very
God.
For May weather. So we should be at 4 degrees by this stage. But it, we've gotten some really nice weather, which I'm not complaining about.
Yes. No, I guess, well, do you know where Bowen is?
Bowen, no, I don't know. It's not north, but not exactly.
Yeah,
where.
Do you know where Airlie Beach is?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, we're 40 minutes north of Airlie Beach.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, nice. How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Because you've had all the warm weather, which is
yeah,
lovely.
We do. It's all warm here. So, anyway, hey, tell us a bit about this. I was saying to you before we got on air that this song's it's got a very haunting sound to it. It's quite beautiful.
Thank you very much. So this song was written about someone that I lost about 5 years ago who was really dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a personal track for me, but I wrote it for anyone that sort of, you know, it's great that you heard the haunting sounds because I wrote it in a sense to take what you take out of it.
Yes.
So, I'd say it's about the emotional highs and lows that we all go through,
mm-hmm.
and the moments that you're sort of like pulled under like a wave, I guess. And I wanted to make sure that someone gained, you know, their emotion or their take on the song as well. So it's just about, you know, running, you know, grief, love, and where does it go, and sort of how you sort of deal with those things. But then it has positive undertones. So
mm-hmm.
it's just about, you know, just keep going and like waves, you know.
Yeah.
Things, you know, come to a high and then go to a low and then settle down. So, yeah, so it's a really lovely track that I'm, yeah, I'm glad that.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
Really well. It's nice.
So,
yeah.
Is it part of a larger album? Is it on the back of some more stuff that you're going to be releasing soon? Or
yeah, so not as I am looking at doing some more tracks, but I did do an EP back in 2016, and I have several tracks that I have on there. One of them is. One of special to me was Missing You. It's the last one I sort of had a bit of a promoting thing happening with Key 2 and stuff too. It was, again, about, you know, just grief and love. And I guess what's happening now is that I was able to, like, sort of actually perform all the tracks acoustically. So I'm bringing them back to life in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. After 10 years doing them and acoustically has been a really you resonate again with those lyrics and remember what I wrote them for.
Yes.
So it's been really lovely coming going back and actually listening to my stuff and taking that on board. But mm-hmm. I definitely will be writing some more tracks. And I believe in timing. It's not linear. So
yes.
For me, it's not like about okay, we have to get something out in a year or it's not about that. It's about the timing. Is it right? Do you feel in a headspace to do it? Do you feel like that needs to come out to the world? So there's all those things that I consider as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't write. When you feel like you've got something that you need to write about, you write. It's not like you're on a timetable where you have to write stuff. Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I think that's if I were to write music, that's what I would be doing. I don't know that I could write on demand. It would be really hard.
No, because on demand, it's not. It's. I feel like it's forced.
Yeah.
You don't want to be forced. You have to be in that realm and that time where, and it takes time. Like, I wrote this song over 5 years ago, but it just was one of those things where we just fixed in a mold, and I look back and listen to it third, and then I think that's why it's so resonating now, because it's just been a product of time and, and the right timing of release, and you can tell. So I think if something's rushed, you can sort of maybe tell that and say, oh, we're just doing it commercially, or we're trying to release that, but, you know, but it's not that, So.
And was it more like, because, you know, when you do go through something hard, it's sometimes you're not able to process it at that time, are you? You need some time between what happened and the time you write it.
Yeah, 100%. You need time. And you're not going to be able to write. Like, I wrote, like, you know, you're obviously emotional and things will come out and I'll start writing, because I know that that's the time that when I sort of am open and I'll write.
Mm-hmm.
But then it won't come together properly, or you won't be able to see the clearer picture of why you're writing it.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're just writing things to blurt them out to go, oh, okay, well, I feel this and I feel that and I feel sad and I feel happy, I feel lost, or feel all these things. But what does it mean in the bigger picture? What are you trying to tell in your story? So for me, it was this track was more like I wanted it to be a story in terms of, yes, there is grief and tribulations, but it is positive. It's like you've got to move on with the waves. We all carry waves. We're all, you know, highs and lows of life. That is life.
That's you know, exactly,
it's like
right.
One of the things in the song is just like we, you know, we're bleeding hearts. You know, we're bleeding hearts, and we have to feel.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, if we don't have that, we don't feel. So it's you've got to sit there and sort of, I think you have to take your time with it. You can't rush it.
Yeah. Hey, when you write, do the lyrics come before the music, or does the music, do you have a feeling for the music before you write? Like, how does that work for you?
The lyrics come before the music.
Right.
But it sort of comes together.
Yeah.
Because they'll come up with a rhythm.
Yeah.
So with waves, I would always start with the chorus. The chorus would always come first to me for some reason. And then I work backwards.
Yeah.
So the chorus would be like, you know, and I would sing it and go, okay, this is the chorus. So the chorus would be, and then the rest will come. But then I feel like I go with the melody to the words, and the melody will come at the same time for me.
Yeah.
And I'll get my little voice recorder on my phone, and that's exactly how I do it.
Oh, wow.
And then in terms of putting it together, you know, then you have to have someone that you trust as a, you know, producer who's going to be able to sort of, you know, enable you to put those things together, and that you work to, you know, collaborate on that.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done. And so you need to then display what you want to feel for the track and what will work and what, you know, and again, I love that you're hearing the haunting sounds, because that's all what was part of it. It's meant to be, it's meant to make you feel something.
Yeah.
So if you felt that, that's what.
Yeah, I did. I really, intended. It actually surprised me when I thought, oh, wow, that is beautiful.
Thank you. So it's great that you, and it sort of comes that way. So, but you just can't rush it. It has to come when it comes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was something unexpected with the music. You know, when you hear a tune and there's an unexpected, it takes an unexpected lilt. That's what I found with yours. It was really quite just beautiful.
Anyway, thank you. Yeah. No, thank you very much. Yeah.
Now, Carolina, are you doing any touring soon, or are you sticking around Melbourne? What's happening along those lines?
Yeah, sticking around Melbourne, I am going to have got a video launch on the 14th of June. I had a whole release with Waze, which was awesome. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I have a video launch on the 14th of June, which is great because I love the visual that we created with this. Sometimes, you know, I've done it with some of the tracks, and I feel like when it's a really special track, I'd love to have something visual because I feel like I love music videos. Like, I'm a big...
Yes.
I'm a big nerd with them. I love them. Like, I grew up with Rage, and I just Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and just watched all the music videos. So I'm a big nerd. I love all music videos, and I love a story.
Yeah.
So when I get the opportunity to do it, which I've done it a few times, but this time I was like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah.
So that should be coming out, soon. I'll have release. I'm doing a bit of a launch for that. And then I am doing some gigs around Melbourne. I have my own acoustic set of songs, and I will be just, you know, singing my originals and stuff like that too. There's all bits and pieces. And again, how I see it is timing. I just feel like I'm just going to keep rolling with it and have the opportunities to sort of spread the word with this song. And I guess what's happening is people are listening to the other repertoire of music and going, oh, I like that song. Oh, I like Run, I like Fly Away, I like Missing You. So it's like, and it's great. They're finding a new life again, which is what I want.
That's fantastic.
Which is really lovely.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Yeah. Well, Carolina, we might listen to this beautiful song. Could you intro it for us?
Yeah, no problem. So, hi, I'm Amita Carolina, and you're listening to my song Waves. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carolina.
Those we loved, we lost. This grief feels too strong. But we are meant to feel. It shows we are real. Bleeding hearts don't stop. You were like a star, too bright for this world. We're only shining bright for a short time, so don't spend too long in the dark. Of the kitchen floor. I don't care what else.
Song that was on one of these nights. Ready? One, two, three, four.
You can't hide your lying eyes. You
listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And I like that song, Sister Golden Hair by America. It's a very cool song. I remember actually playing it on the guitar in grade 7. Before that, Lion Eyes, The Eagles, Creedence with Long As I Can See the Light, and this was one of yours, Lynn, Cold Cold Night, The White Stripes.
Yeah, so this is actually Meg White.
Yeah.
And this is probably her only song that she did as a lead singer. So Jack White wrote this for her to do as a lead sing in some of their concerts that they did back in the day.
Wow.
And I think it's got some undertones of country, and I just love the song
for
some reason.
Yeah. No, it's good. You've chosen The White Stripes before.
Yeah, I like The White Stripes.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And I like...
We've got another one coming up of The White Stripes, which I think we played it once before, because I remember it was Jolene, and I actually had Jolene on The White Stripes as well before you came on. Yeah,
I have played White Stripes before, but not Jolene.
Okay,
I've played a couple of their other ones.
All right, I must have. Yeah, I know I did, because I always look for covers of covers of covers of covers, so. Yeah, no, that's cool. No, it's a great, great song, very good song. And before that we had Ambience of Carolina Waves, the song Waves. What a great girl she is. And what an interesting song that was. And I don't know, did you think it was haunting? It's a beautiful song.
It was a beautiful little song.
Yeah.
A little bit haunting. And I quite like haunting songs.
Yeah.
I guess. But, yeah, no, I enjoyed
it. No, it was good. It was good. So thank you, Carolina. Thank you for coming on the show, and I'm definitely going to have a listen to your other song. Now, just a quick reminder, if you would like to enter our Listen and Win competition for this month, you could win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50, and all you need to do is text in the secret word for my show tonight is a bottle. BOTTLE. Just text that into 0484 510 152 together with your name and where you're listening in from. That'd be cool. And also, don't forget we are running a competition where you could win one of three double passes to see Becky Cole at the Queens Beach Hotel on May the 28th, which is a Thursday night. I know it's a school night, but you can always have a lot of fun on a school night, I reckon. And all you need to do for that is text in Becky to 0484 510 152, and you go in for the chance to win a double pass to that show. And I'll be drawing that on this show, Country Rocks with Roxy, on the night before, on Wednesday the 27th of May. So how cool is that? Now, I've got one last announcement to make, and you won't believe it, but it's another chance to win another holiday. So many chances to win something.
That's
like,
awesome.
It is, but this is from the Airlie Beach Festival of Music.
Nice.
So you could win the ultimate music holiday, and they've announced a party in paradise package prize. So the prize is valued at, get this, Lynn, over $5,000.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And it includes two by VIP festival passes, right? Five nights in a Waterview Queen room at Heart Hotel. So it's got the accommodation. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Because that's a big deal for living. When you live in Bowen, like, you're not going to go there. It's hard to go there and stay because you've got to get accommodation. You've got to do all of that. And,
exactly. And when it's only 40 minutes drive, you just go, oh, yeah, I'll just drive home.
Yeah. And you're not going to do it, are you?
No.
So that's really cool. Five nights in a Waterview Queen room at Heart Hotel. Then it also includes two ocean rafting tours, two for two people, ocean rafting tours. And that actually includes scenic flights over the Heart Reef plus Whitehaven Beach day trips.
Nice.
And it also includes daily breakfasts at the deck.
Okay, that's and, a pretty good package.
I know. And a seafood platter for two at the Northerlies Beach Bar and Grill.
Nice.
It's not. It's worth it, isn't it? Like
that's a decent package. Yeah. That's a lot in there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So all you have to do to enter is go to the festival website and subscribe to the festival's digital newsletter before entries close on midnight on Sunday, May 17th. So you might want to get your skates on because you've only got 4 days left to do this, so you need to get in there and do it quickly. And if you've already subscribed, just update your details in the new categories for phone numbers and postcodes and you'll go in the draw too. And if you have bought tickets, you can still enter because if you are lucky enough to win, those purchased tickets can be refunded or legitimately transferred. So the winner is going to be contacted by festival organisers on Monday, May 18th. So, Bowen, it's well worth our trouble to enter that competition, I reckon.
For sure.
Yeah, that's a good holiday.
Just for the seafood platter, I reckon.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. Everything's included. The helicopter tour and that over the reef and everything. That's fantastic.
It's good. I know. Hey, Lynn, did you have some people listening in tonight that you wanted to say hello to?
Probably. I'm not too sure who's listening, though.
Text in, you guys. If you're listening, just text in hi. 0484 510 152.
Oh, no, because if you don't text in, I know you're not listening.
Yes, that's right.
That's got them. That's,
they're very bad. You'll be in big trouble. Big, big trouble.
Ostracised.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Lynn, we've got two more of your songs because they're running out of time, so we're going to compress some of these songs now. So coming up next, we've got Jolene by the White Stripes and When I Die the Wave. So do you want to tell us a bit about these two songs?
I just thought Jolene by the White Stripes, it was, you know, one of Dolly Parton's best songs, and they really get it, and Jack White really gets into it and ups the ante a bit and gets the whole grunge thing happening with it, just something a little bit different. But
it really worked, didn't it?
It did work, and I'm surprised. So, just sounds good. And the Waifs, one of my favourite Australian bands.
Yeah, I think.
Did you ever see them live?
No, unfortunately, but I would love to.
On your mics, people.
Roxas rousing on it.
Rousing on your bike.
And When I Die, it's just like a simple, nice little old song. I guess I would probably feel the same way.
Very cool. So, hey, I think the Waifs are Kerry's favourite band as well. Kerry, our secretary here at Gem FM. Yeah.
Yeah, them and Paul Kelly.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a massive Paul Kelly band. I saw the Waifs at Big Day Out.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah, they were really good. They were weren't on the main stage. They were on the in the big top.
Okay.
And it was packed. It was when London Still first came out. And I had a backstage pass, so it was best seat in the house. I was with the fallback guy. They were in fine form. The girls can sing.
Oh, they can. And they're a great little band.
Yeah, they really were.
Cool. All right, well, let's have a listen. Jolene first up with the White Stripes, followed by When I Die the Waves.
And your smile is like with you, Jolene. And he talks about you in his sleep, and there was nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene.
Traveling free.
you're listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on Gem FM. And that was a bit of The Waifs, When I Die, and Jolene, The White Stripes, not a Dolly Parton version, that's for sure. Lynn, they sound, it's very White Stripes, that version, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's very cool.
White Stripes, but yeah, it's cool just hearing a good old, you know, classic country song being done.
You know what I'd like to do one night? I'd like to just play, say, just get one song and just play all the different versions.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, and I know exactly which one I would do. Angel of the Morning. I've got I've got 24 versions of it.
Okay, wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but
you'd have to finish with a live version.
Of what? Oh, me singing it. Yeah, why not? I'll do it.
With full gusto. You should hear it.
I've even got it. I've got video of me doing it as well, so I might put it up on Facebook.
Absolutely. It'll go viral.
It will. It will go viral in not a good way either.
Probably
get
signed.
Yeah.
It'll break all streaming records.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh.
That'd be kind of cool, I reckon.
It would be.
Signed autographs.
Yeah. Right here in Bowen. I could become one of the curiosities here in Bowen.
That's enough, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. Yeah, I know. You agree, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes, I know. Yes, you are. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. You're a very good boy. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, we're having fun in here tonight. So, Lynn, we've got to hightail it out because soon it's Willie T and at the crossroads. Willie T,
that's right.
Have you got a good show planned?
Oh, I've got a ripper.
Ripper.
Excellent.
Well, I've got at least eight good ones. Lynn's bringing in. We're gonna kick off with a set of mine.
Yeah.
A few songs by a legend himself, Jimmy Reed.
Yeah.
And then we'll do Lynn's in a block. So.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Hey, before we go on, Lynn, we've got two more of yours, Poor Me, Trick Pony, and is it Poor Me as in P-O-O-R? Because it's P-O-U-R,
P-O-U-R.
Poor Me.
P-O-U-R.
Yeah, P-O-U-R.
Like, and you'll see why when you listen to the song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was another request for me from my friend in wrong city. In South Australia, Port Germain, Megan. This came out in December, was released in December, and rose to number 12 on the US charts, US country song charts in March 31, 2001, spent 28 weeks in total. It's not a bad song, actually. I quite like it.
Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, it's about 26 years old, 25 years old now, the song, 26 years old.
Cool.
And, yeah.
And then we've got Wanda Jackson, Ride in a Cell Block.
Ride in a Cell Block number 9. So, yeah, a bit of a cheeky song, I guess. And this has been recorded by quite a lot of people, including Johnny Winter, again.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Albino Rock.
The Grateful Dead, Wanda Jackson, Vicky Young, Johnny Winter, Dr. Feelgood, the Blues Brothers, Wee Willie Harris, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, Johnny Cash and Flat Duo Jets.
Jeez.
So that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
And her version is quite good. It's quite cheeky, so I like it.
Cool. All right, let's have a listen. But don't forget, if you would like to enter the Listen and Win comp, my secret word tonight is bottle. I know, I have to give it a go. I'm trying to get at least if I can get another two people to text in. Come on, people, just another two. 0484510.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, 152. That's right. Come on, you can do it.
Do it for me.
Do it for Roxy. Yeah. Do it for Roxy and Lynn. All right, here we go. Poor me, trick pony. And that's not a one-trick pony either.
Poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. I cried, I'm lost inside, won't you help me? I'm feeling to the top, cause I hit the right bottom this time. All this
putting up quarters in the slot. I don't want to talk and I don't want to dance. I damn sure ain't looking for romance. I don't want to hang out with the crowd. I don't want to party and get real loud. Believe me when I tell you that I thought this through. There's only one thing that I want you to do for me. I'm lost inside. Oh, help me. Yeah, feel it to the top, cause I hit it right bottom this time. Oh, pick it, boy. Let's go. Said, but it's true, so many things that I never knew. He loved to party and he loved to dance. He loved to get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okey. Well, little did I know he was the king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me, poor me, poor me. I'm lost inside. Oh, help me. I feel it to the top, cause I hit it right bottom this time. No, won't you feel it to the top, cause I hit it right bottom this time. One more, feel it to the top, cause I hit it right bottom this time. For me, for me, for me.
I'm going to tell you a story about what happened one night in a women's prison. I wasn't there, but the story goes like this. On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. Heard a whistle blow and I heard somebody. Started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. A warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop the fun, but there's a riot going on. Yeah, a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Said, come out, put your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two-gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly. Man, this is a riot going on. Yeah, a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper looked so tall and fine. All his chicks been crazy up in cell block number 9.
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this has been the Country Rocks with Roxy 2 hour show. Hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you to the people who have texted in. That's Greg and Tony. Thank you for listening, Robert and Pam. Thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. And I just also wanted to mention, tomorrow night we are holding a tribute show to the founder of Gem FM, Brian Winterburn. He passed away, sadly, a few weeks ago, and one of our ex-presenters, Tony Fossey, has very kindly put together a tribute show to Brian. Hey, Willie. Yep. And it's a great show. So that's on tomorrow night from 5 till 6 p.m., I think. Is it 5 till 6? Yes. And, yeah, it's just, you know, if it wasn't for Brian, we would not have Gem FM, basically. So it's a good way to honour a man who was very passionate about the station. And Gem FM does a lot of good things in the community. It supports a lot of community organisations and activities and, yeah, all that sort of stuff. So if it wasn't for him, yeah, Gem FM wouldn't be around. So I think it's great. Thank you so much, Tony, for putting that together.
Yeah, and good on you, Tony.
Yeah, and have a listen. It's a good way to pay homage to a man that did a lot of good around Bowen.
Absolutely.
Anyway, time for me to say goodbye. Have a really good night, Bowen. Enjoy. Stick around for Willie T's show at the Crossroads. Lynn is hanging around. She's got another 8 songs to share. She's looking a bit tired, actually, at the moment. So. Wake up, Lynn.
I'm always tired.
What do they say? Who's that?
Wake
Wiggles?
Up, Jeff.
Yeah, wake up, Jeff. We'll be going, wake up, Lynn. I'll be shaking and going, wake up, Lynn.
I was like that last time coming in. Yeah. I'm just staring.
Anyway.
She's asked me a question. I'm just staring at her last time. I was so tired.
Anyway, have a great night. And catch you on Friday for what's happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me. That's from 10 till 12. Otherwise, I'll catch you again next week on Country Rocks from 5 till 7. Thanks, Bowen. Have a good one. See you later. And take care. See ya. Bye. Thanks,
everyone.
Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have, and cause never was the reason for the evening, or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained right cup, image going down, down.
that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the traffic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
Voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.